This Musers podcast is brought to you by your Lexus dealer and the 2006 GS. Visit Lexus.com for more information.
Thanks for remembering the time you spend listening to The Ticket, either podcast or broadcast. Check out Dunham and Miller live each morning from 5:30 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, stepping up to our microphone right here is, what's your name, ma'am?
Barbara.
Whoa! Oh, you certainly sound familiar.
Traffic, I think.
I think so.
Okay, here is your... this is a perfect one for Barb, too. Here's your special Halloween greeting from me, Barb.
I need to read this? Oh, great.
Yes, that's the way it works, Barb.
Dear vain witch, do you know what is more shallow than you? The hole I'm about to plant you in. Look out, Gordon.
Thank you,
greatness.
Barb.
Greatness. That's greatness.
Yeah, thank you. You can share that with your friends and family.
Vain witch.
And step up to the mic. Ooh, this is a hottie here. Who do we have here?
Yes, John Winchester.
Oh, hey, it's John Winchester, our promotions director.
Hey, guys.
All right, here you go, John. Here's a little special Halloween greeting from me to you.
It's a long one. Dear teenage trick-or-treater with no costume and an attitude, I know you're way too cool to fall for the old razor blade and the apple trick, but are you too cool to fall for the ice scraper and the Adam's apple trick? We're about to find out.
Gordon, and then I signed it. You know, that's the truth. I hate it when the night wears on and the trick-or-treaters get old, teenage and half-assed costume. It's always a beating.
Cheap.
All right, come on. Who's this over here? Look at here.
Yeah, looky there.
What's your name, ma'am?
Meredith.
Meredith! Whoa!
You didn't tell us
that. How old are you, Meredith?
I'm 28 now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Are you married?
No.
You have kids?
No.
Okay, here you go, Meredith. There's a little special Halloween greeting card for you.
Dear trick-or-treater, when I saw you, it was love at first sight. Of course, it was through a rifle scope and my pants were down. Sincerely, Gordon.
Yeah, thank you.
Sweet.
All right. Oh, look at this little she-devil we have coming up here. Who is this?
Lauren.
Lauren's hair is looking so good. She's gone blonder than you used to be.
Yes, yes, yes. Lots of time in the sun.
And how old are you, Lauren?
25.
It's a good age. You married yet?
No.
Okay, here you go. There you go, Lauren.
Oh, great. Dear spider ring wearer, you ought to paint your... your breasts as pumpkins for sexy Halloween treat. I promise I will carve them with my lock blade after I pin you down.
Oh, my God. She's disturbed.
I noticed the one you picked for her.
It's signed no anesthetic, too, by the way. Okay, let's see.
Disturbing. Carving.
Oh, jeez. Okay, what's your name, sweetheart?
Steve.
That's Cactus.
Cactus.
Hey, Cactus.
Always disturbing. What do you do for The Ticket, Cactus?
The production director, Gordo.
Production director.
Yeah, it's been 13 years.
I believe this is a day oneer.
Yes.
Increasingly rare these days. A day oneer. Well, welcome to The Ticket.
Thank you.
After 13 years.
Yeah, welcome. I'm sorry. All right, here's your special Halloween greeting.
My dearly beloved and recently departed, I know some will say it was wrong to bury you in the ground without a coffin, but they don't realize how hard you fought me when I tried to put you in it. Don't judge, Gordon.
Thank you.
Nice to someone recently departed.
Yeah. All right. Here, Barb, you want to step up again?
I get two?
Yeah.
All right. This says, another witch one. Dear witch, I am kind of getting into jewelry. You're... ovaries are going to make great earrings. Love, Gordon.
Oh,
thanks, honey. That's a great one.
So disturbing.
You can have that back.
No, you keep that.
No,
keep
I don't that. Want to.
All right,
I don't
come here, Meredith.
Any.
Barb, how do you feel being referred to as a witch all the time?
Yeah.
You are.
I get called that at home quite often.
Hey, are things still rocky between you and your husband? I know you're always talking
they
about
never
that off
were.
The air.
No, I
That's
did
not.
Not.
What you told us.
No. I was going through a little slump. It's okay now.
Oh, see?
Oh.
I thought they never were, yet they were going through a little slump.
Just going through a little slump. Just a little slump there. And finally, we're running out of time, so we only have time for one more. Okay, Meredith. There you go. Enjoy that.
I'm going to read really quick first.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay. Dear trick or treat friend, it saddens me that Halloween can only come once a year. I am more frequent than that. Wear something skimpy, Gordon.
Oh, God.
What does that mean?
I don't
know.
It's celebrating Halloween more than once a year.
I don't get it.
I get out of that.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't able to understand that.
You celebrate Halloween, what, six times a year? That's what I, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
All right, Gordo, thanks.
What?
Wonderful.
Thanks to all our
Happy Halloween.
Thank you for readers.